To examine the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishwam Vishnu Parashutam Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Oh. I think by the mercy of Guru and Gaudam, our program here from 4-5 days, oh, going on very smooth, very easily, no complaint. So many devotees from here and there, no complaint at all. So thank you for management. Especially, so many new devotees are coming. So many new. You know that in India, all the festivals, race is Krishna. Also, in India, time has been divided into 6 ritus. Season. There are 12 months and each divided into 2 months and that becomes 6. And among all the 6 seasons, most glorious is Vasanta Ritu, springtime. Why? In India, season becomes so pleasant. Everywhere you go in field, you say yellow. What is yellow? Oh, Krishna takes his garment yellow. Why? Because his most beloved Srimati Radhika is yellow. So all the fields, everywhere, this golden color like Vasanta. Everywhere you can see in India. Very pleasant time. Not cold so much, not so much. Oh. Spring seed. They are very cool. Oh, fragrant. All kinds of flower in India will now. In day and night. Rat Kirani, you know? Night spring and so many flowers. Veli, Chameli, Yui and all others. Oh, river water becomes very, very pure, very everywhere, Ganges and Yamunas and all. If they are waiting for Krishna and Radhika. So, today is especially beginning of Vasanta Ritu, Vasanta season. And there was rock dance of Krishna in Govardhan, in Rasauli. Chandra Sarovar, all the gopis were dancing with Krishna. And it was how much long? Thousands and thousands years. One day of Brahma and moon stood up, not moving, only seeing the dance of Gop and Krishna, Radhika and all the sakis with Krishna. It has come from Rasa. Rasmane Ananda, Ananda, Ananda. So first day, Ras was there. But what became? Also there is a Ras in Sardiya, in Kartik month, in the beginning of Kartik, in Vrindavan, under the shade of Bansi Bhat. All classes of gopis are there. But in this rock, in Govardhan of Vasanta. Only the sakhis of high class of sakhis are there. And there, Krishna showed the prominence of Srimati Radhika there. In the rock, he disappeared. He disappeared. All gopis were crying because where is Krishna? They were searching all. So all the gopis were searching. And they saw, Krishna, but four-headed nearby. and he was like a statue standing. When Gopi went near us, they saw, oh, he is Krishna but not Krishna. Oh, my Krishna, not 400. Where has done his throat and his peacock feather and all these things? And he has now Sankh Chakra Dara Padma in 400. Then they prayed to him, we are very attached to Krishna. We are searching Krishna. Without Krishna we will die. Please be merciful if you Narayan. Then you should give the way, tell the way where is Krishna. And be merciful that we will have Krishna. I am praying this day. Went away. Srimati Radhika was coming. Air was coming from the bell of, touching the bell of Srimati Radhika. Oh, so much fragrance. And when Radhika came nearer, and that air came in the nose of Krishna, and he saw, oh, my most beloved. He forgot to keep his forehead. At once, two hands disappeared, and his original form was there, floating in his hand. And then peacock feather was there, only two hands. So Krishna could not hide his form, because when he sees Radhika, most beloved, embodiment of love and affection is Srimati Radhika, not other than Krishna. Himself Krishna, but embodiment of Radhika. So he forgot everything. And he came in the form. And quickly, oh, he embraced. So this is Vasanti Raj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking some question to Raya Ramananda Prabhu. What is our sadhana sadhana? And beginning from Varnasam Dharma, he was, Raya Ramananda was,
is well organized. No complaint of our first Guru. He is the founder, Acharya of ISKCON, and his disciples, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Sanat Kumar, four and all. They are ISKCON really. They are teachers. And after that, also me. Especially in Kali Yuga, Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbadi, and in this line, Bhagavendra Puri is the root. See, especially in Kali Yuga, and there his disciple Ishwar Puri Bhav, and then Nityananda Prabhu, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ishwar Puri Bhav. And then Sarup Samudara. Oh, these are all ideal ISKCON. You should always know. After that, in that line, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Really? They are ISKCON. Oh, these? The president now was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He sent one art through whom Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maha, giving him Sanya. And then he translated that ISKCON name or what in English. Only name he has kept in English. He is not founder Acharya of ISKCON. Founder Acharya, oh, from original, from Brahma. It was established really by Krishna. So you are all ISKCON, don't think that we are not. You are here ISKCON. I am ISKCON. I am not different from ISKCON. I am Bhakti Vedanta. You know? Myself Bhakti. And Swamiji, what? Surya Shakshasa and of Bhakti Vedanta. No one needs another. So you should know this very openly. Like father, like son. So I am Bhakti Vedanta. And he was Bhakti Vedanta. Perhaps he was junior in this name. I am senior to, from me, by my request, he was ready to take sannyas and Guru Maharaj gave. And I was what? Like Purohit, priest, fire sacrifice, done everything. So in this way, in sannyas he is junior to me, I am senior to him. But he is my guru. And his disciple. So I am Bhakti Vedanta. So I am a stone also. Don't think that I am out of this kind. So don't you accept this disciplic line? Oh, they are all here. Prapujya Charan, Srimad Bhakti, Rakshasthi Dharma Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, all. That is this. You know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has accepted that Pujyapada Siddhartha Maharaj was my Sikhya Guru and better. So, all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, they are this. Those who have false ego that we are ISKCON, all others are not ISKCON, or they are going back very easily. They are really not ISKCON if they are not accepting our all gurus and not respecting. So you should always respect all who have taken shelter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether they are initiated or not, they can proper. This is the idea of a real ISKCON. We should see that he is the type of other, not from my guru. Don't be like a box, sectarian in my guru. Be open. Give respect to all. Those who are chanting name Hare Krishna and accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu or Guru line, all this. I have come to tell you all these things. I am happy that all the devotees here, local devotees and all are coming. Some sectarians, they don't know all these things. They may not. So any Vaishnava having these ideas, you should honor them that they are in Mahaprabhu family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Always respect. Also, don't quarrel. Like now, some devotees are quarreling themselves. Don't quarrel. Yet, if you are giving respect to each other, sometimes, always, in Krishna festival, sometimes, Mahaprabhu's birthday here and there. You should invite all and give message each other. Remember our the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Guru Purusha, and try to fall. If you are going so, you will not fall. Otherwise, you may fall down. I told so many things in only 7 days. I want to tell something more. I want that, like Bajor in America, they have started a school for children of devotees. Why not here? I want that here also, the children should be educated in Vaishnava from beginning. Like in Bajor, very good school is running there. No harm if no qualified teacher,
But I know that some teachers may be more qualified than authorized, the government.
Yes, sir, they start.
We will also help. You see, I think that board here, make a board for all. My Prabhu, Brajvalla Prabhu, Dinbandhu Prabhu, all senior devotees, they are very qualified. My daughters are also so much qualified. So make a school also for children. Don't delay. And think that after some time, qualified teachers will be there, like Vajas, and all children will be well educated. So this community will rise. Don't criticize each other. Don't quarrel. And thus make a very beautiful community here, ideal, where all Vaishnav can come. Don't block the door for anyone, like now his phone does. Don't always open your door. This door also, we have come to tell you, our religion is praying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna prema pradayate. And if you are in that line and quarreling, what is that prema? Charity begins from home. So first you should be friends for prema. If you have no prema to all living beings, how you can have your prema to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Radha and Krishna Kaliyuga? Have also these things to trees, creepers, and worms and animals also, but be careful in the way line of Sri Rupa Goswami. Always follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami. I'm telling you that I told you about Dharma, that Sannyasi Maharaj asked that question. Dharma are of three kinds. Anitya dharma, nemitic dharma and nitya dharma. Nitya dharma, nemitic dharma and anitya dharma. What is the translation? Eternal religion. Nemitic, what nemitic? Occasional. But try to keep the name same. Occasional cannot really that. In bracket we can keep it occasional. But the Nitya Dharma is Nitya Dharma. Eternal. And Namitic and Anitya. There are so many kinds of religions in world. Really they are not dharma. So what is nitya dharma? Eternal love. That is love and affection for us. And that will come in this world, how manifested in four kinds. Oh, that is the nature of Madhyam Adhikari. Have a respect, love and affection, preachy to have Vaishnav. For equal, giving respect to them, Vaishnavoji. And those who are inferior, junior, have a love and affection, but how? Helping them, Hari Katha. And those who are like neutral, offensive, neglected. This is, if you are doing, then do prem to Krishna. And subserving, serving. But, like Madhyana, what we can do?
Madhyam Adhikari devotee is prema maitri kripa peksha jakaruti tamadhyama.
that a devotee who is well situated in Madhyama Vikar, he has the power of discrimination. And how does he use that? First of all, he will have deep love and attachment for the divine couple, for their lordship. That is called prem. Then, metric.
Prem will be only in Krishna. Here, Krishna means Radha Krishna, his associate, Mahaprabhu, his associate.
And then, Maitri. Maitri can be divided in three levels. Those who are senior to us and more advanced and exalted, we can have the mood of service towards them in a friendly manner. And those who are equal to that same level, we have a loving exchange with them. And those who are somewhat junior to us, we have a friendly relations with them with affectionate mood. So this is comes under the term Maitri. Then Kripa. Kripa means being merciful towards those who are beginners on this path, namely Kanishtha Adhikari, because they need loving care to bring them up to high level of consciousness. Then the fourth stage is Upeksha. A Madhyama Adhikari devotee, he neglects those people who are completely averse to Krishna consciousness, or those who are having demonic mentality. They are offended, they do not want to listen. So this is also one form of mercy. Why? By this way, Madhyama Adhikari devotee is actually blessing them that in the future they may be able to develop some samskar.
So we should try to follow this. Now come to that point. What is anitya? Anitya dharma. Where in that philosophy there is no need of Ishwar, Upasana. God. No God. God is not there in that philosophy. And soul is not eternal. Where they think that this body is myself. And all his mindness, oh, this son is mine, wife is mine, and all this. I'm Australian, I'm from England, I'm American, I'm Buddha, I'm this, I'm Indian. Where I am, and mindness, that, oh, my son, my daughter, my bed, my garden, my house. They think like this. Oh, they are called anitya. And that what they do, they is called anitya dharma. First, the philosophy is that Brahma is there. God is there. And Atma is eternal also. But not accepting real bhakti, what they like they do to please it. These are what? Namistics. And where? God is there, supreme. And jivas are eternal. And where there is theory that all the jivas are eternal servant of supreme Lord. And they follow strictly the principles of a real bhakti. Oh, this is called nitya dharma. So you should know all this. Whether you are nitya, in the nitya dharma, eternal dharma, or namesic dharma, knowing all this but not totally following, then it will be. And where you are following all these things but no belief in name, no belief in Krishna, no saranagati, no faith is strong, oh, this is anitya dharma. Try to follow eternal nitya dharma. And we have come and our class is going to follow. What you want to ask? Madhyama Adhikari are of three kinds.
Madhyam Kanishta, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Or Madhyam Uttam by trans eight Ashtakali Leelas they can do. They are qualified to do. In Madhyam Madhyam they will begin. Raganga Bhakti. So they can do. Here Prem means Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so. Or so much sweet. Yes. So we should try all these things. So I'm giving thanks to you that you are managing all these things. And try to do as I told. Here good center is there. Where all kinds of people. Any Vaishnava comes, you should try to respect. Whether he is in that and that or what. But he should be Vaishnava. Don't believe in Mayavadi. Don't associate with him. Now, you should know some basic principles of Vaishnavism. What are they? Amnaya Praha Satsam. Hariniya Paramam Sarva Sakti Indra Shastim Tadbhinan Sastra Jivan Prakashkaulyan Veda Ved Prakasam Sakalmati Sadhanam Hare Vakti Tatpriti Nevaya Shupadashti Ganan Gaudiya. You should try to know all what are the 9, 10 principles that move. Oh, whether ladies, devotees or male devotees, they should know all these 10 principles. There are 2 teachings. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Bani, the words of Chaitanya. In 2, Arajyo Bhagavan, Brajeshatanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Paramna Apkachutu Parsana Padipatu Vargena Jahakarthika, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Vatsu Maha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatragar. So both are one. But essence of the first or second word, Aradhyoga, is the essence of first. So what is that? You should define one by one. One you only. Amna hai. What is Amna? Also note down these 10 principles in your heart and in your paper. And where needed, you can boldly tell, oh, this is our philosophy.
Amnaya, Amnaya Praha. This means to accept the Vedic teachings as they're coming down in our disciplic succession. So in the Vedas, there are vast teachings which are there, but not all the teachings in the Vedas are accepted in the line of pure devotional service. So Amnaya Praha means specifically those teachings within the Vedic scriptures which are taken by our predecessor acharyas and which are given to us in the line of specific succession. This is Amnaya Praha.
What is the second? Shyamrani.
The Amnaya is in and of itself separate. And then it establishes the praman, or what is the evidence that is the Vedic scriptures accepted by our guru parampara. And then there are 9 principles that the Vedic literatures that are accepted by our guru parampara establish, and that is called the prameya. And the first is that Hari, Sri Krishna, Brajendranandan Sri Krishna, is the supreme absolute truth. He's the Advaita Jnana Param Tattva. He's one without a second, and all other incarnations, manifestations are coming from him. He's Amsi, or the source of all avatars, and other incarnations, Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, are all emanations from him, is the first prameya established by the Praman or the Amnaya.
Thank you.
Supreme Lord. Oh, you said no. World as Brahma and also Allah, God, though they are having some meaning. Brahma means? Oh, trailing light. What? Who is perhaps most bigger? Biggest. He is called also Allah. What is meaning of Allah? Most biggest. But Bhagavad Gita has very strange meaning. A tattva who cannot be, who can be so much opulent, having so much opulent, bigger. But if he cannot be very melt and point, then how he can be called? He cannot. Krishna in both ways. He is most biggest. Whole world is in his one. And he is everywhere. In the minute, in the one sun rays particle, he is there also. One thing, Krishna is everywhere. He is in us. He is in creepers, trees, a stone, dry stone, everywhere, in this book. But why they are not speaking? If Krishna is everywhere, in atoms, in trees, creepers, we speak because Krishna is here. But why that book is not speaking? Why? Can you? But Krishna is here. And in simple words, you should say, there is no soul, no jivatma. Where jivatma and paramatma both, that, or they can, we can see. Who are we? Or soul. But in book, or Krishna is there, but not soul. So he can. In three, soul and super soul both are there. So they feel. And in that language they may tell. So, Krishna is supreme. He can be minute of the minor. And he can be bigger than. Oh, Narayan has so many opulences. God has so many opulences. But they think that he has no faith, he cannot come to us. But Krishna, Narayan cannot come, he cannot descend in his that form. But Krishna, very sweet, is very pretty, very lovely. He can come like a son, like most beloved, like friend. Narayan cannot come. God, Khuda, Allah, they cannot come like this. So Krishna is supreme. Hari, Paramatma. Then Sarva Shaktiman, what? I will ask whether my lady daughter and son. I will ask. Just now I.
Krishna is almighty in Sarva Shaktiman. Krishna has so many powers like Jeev Shakti, Eat Shakti, Maya Shakti. These three are prominent. Actually, Shakti is one. It's called Antaranga Shakti, or Vajini Shakti or Parashakti. According to Krishna's desire, their function is different. So in Upanishads, they told, Natasya Karyam Karanancha Vidyate, Natat Samasya Badikasya Drishyate, Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate, Sabhaviki Jnana Valatriyacha, Natasya Karyam Karanancha Vidyate. In this world, everything depends on cause and action theory. At first it will come in cause, after that we can see in action. But for Bhagavan, for Krishna, Natasya Karyam Karanancha Vidyate is beyond cause and action theory. Natat Samasya Badikasya Drishyate, no one is equal to him. What to say about bigger, super to him? So he is called Asamvadha Tattva or Anurdha Saman Tattva or Asammatisaya Tattva. So no one is equal to him. What to say about super to him, superior to him? Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate, and his Parashakti is known as so many ways, like Sabhavik Gyan Bal Kriyacha. Gyan means Sambhit, predominant deity of Sambhit is Krishna himself, and Bal means Sandhini Shakti, predominant deity of Sandhini Shakti is Baladev Prabhu himself, and Kriya means Ananda Hladini Shakti, predominant deity of Hladini Shakti, Srimati Radha Thakurani herself. Hare Krishna.
The Krishna is Sarva Shaktiman. Yog Maya. We cannot see Krishna with these eyes and with this intelligence. We cannot touch Krishna by these senses. It is beyond our limits. But when Krishna we say, he calls Yog Maya. And then Yog Maya touches this world and Krishna also. And at that time anyone can see Krishna. Some believe that he is God of God and some cannot. Kansa saw. And Krishna touched his body. Charan Murti also touched their body. Krishna. But they never realized that. Krishna, all them. Also, Duryodhana saw, Jarasandha saw, Raman, Kumbhakarna, all they saw Ram. He is also Krishna, but they never realized. But those who had some association of high class Vaishnava, by the mercy of Yog Maya, they can realize that. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yog Maya made us to see. So he is such. Then, for you, Satyam, Rana, what? By Pradhan Krishna, manifest this world, where there is air, water, Artha, ether and all these things. Or this is called Pradhan. But this is material. Pradhan is material. But it is also a Shakti that is called Maya Shakti. Bahiranga Shakti. It is not eternal. But this power is eternal. And she manifests this material world, so it is called Pradhan.
Next, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura is telling that Krishna is also referred as Rasabhim. Rasabhim means the ocean of rasa, or from whom all the rasa or mellows are emanating from. In Vedas, Krishna is also referred as Raso Vaisaha, that he is the original cause or originator, fountainhead of all the rasa. He is himself, he is embodiment of rasa. Then what does it mean? We heard just before this point that Krishna is all-powerful and he has one potency which is completely transcendental. That potency manifests in so many innumerable ways and fulfills Krishna's desires. three main aspects of his internal potency are also known as Samvet, Haladini and Sandini. The Haladini Shakti, which is the pleasure potency of the Lord, is actually the cause of his pleasure. And these three aspects of Chit Shakti, they are affecting all the activities of internal potency, marginal potency and external potency. That means that whatever bliss or anand which anyone feels is by the influence of these three energies is actually emanating from Krishna only. Why? Because it is not different from his Shakti. Shakti, Shaktiman, Matorabheda. Then, in this world, in the material world, due to the influence of external potency, all the jivas, they experience Jaranandha or material pleasure. That material pleasure is actually perversely reflection of the internal potency or Haladini Shakti. Those who cross this level and they are able to come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma or they are experiencing Brahmanand, that is also a reflection from that internal potency of the Lord. And in its purest state, in Golok Vrindavan and all the spiritual world, Haladini Shakti is giving all the pleasure to the Lord. So that is why Krishna is said that he is fountainhead of all the rasa that everyone or anywhere one can experience.
Aradhana, about jivas. More louder. Maybe. So here,
big body.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the fourth pramaya, which is the chapter of the jiva or the living entity. Sabhivanamsa. So what is the meaning of Vivanamsa Sattva? That is jiva tatma or the soul. So one question is there, that Krishna himself is described as, Krishna's incarnations are described as Swaamsa, but the jiva is described as Vivanamsa. And Swaamsa means Krishna's own part, and Vivanamsa means Krishna's separated part and parcel. So when the Supreme, when the Swaamsa of Krishna comes in accompanied by his Chit Shakti, this is known as Bhagavat Tattva. But when the same Bhagavat Tattva is endowed with his Jiva Shakti, or marginal potency, then that is known as Vivanamsa Tattva. So even though the Jiva is a Shakti, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Tattva Shakti, Veda Veda Prakash. Even though the Jiva is a Shakti, still he is endowed with some of the qualities of Bhagavat Tattva. For example, so the jiva has minute independence, the jiva has minute desire, but these things are not present in Shakti Tattva. So because the jiva has some of the qualities of Bhagavat Tattva and some of the qualities of Shakti Tattva, therefore he is known as Vivanamsa Tattva. So Srila Tulsidas Goswami in his Ramchita Manas, Ishwara Angsa Jiva Abhinasi Cheta Namala Sahasukarasi.
No need.
So, and Krishna also
only need examples from our scripture.
So Krishna also says in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Mama Mevamsa, Jiva Loka, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. Mama Mevamsa. Krishna says, all jivas are my angsa, my separated parts and parcels.
So two kinds of jivas coming from Krishna. This is it. What is Veda Ve?
Can you?
Veda Ve?
So be ready for drama play. They should be there.
Following the discussion of the jiva given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Veda Veda Prakasham, that the all the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. In other words, God is everything, but everything is not God. So Krishna, this is the difference between the Shankara's monist philosophy and a refinement of the various schools of Vaishnava thought, Madhva, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbadita Swami. We discussed this in class the other day. They gave different understandings of how Brahman, the absolute truth,
is transformed or changed. And Lord Chaitanya, he clarified this with his supreme philosophy of Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, which means that Brahman, or the supreme truth, itself doesn't change, but its Parashakti, which Madhava Maharaj has just discussed, its supreme energy causes transformations. An example can be given of like the sun. The sun itself remains in the sky, but by its energy of light and heat, it causes so many things to happen. In this material world, clouds form by evaporation from the water, and they again cool and cause rain. Flowers draw energy from the sun and produce so many colors. So in this way, the sun itself remains unchanged, but by its energies, so many things are transforming and going on. So in one sense, nothing is independent from its source or the origin, and yet nothing is also equal to it. So we can say that a plant is nothing but the energy of the sun, but we can't say that the plant itself is the sun. So in this way, everything is one with and yet different from Krishna.
In essence, we can see jivas are not different from Krishna and different also at the same time. That comes from where? Shakti. Transformation of Shakti. Not really life sponge. So there are some difference and some jivas have some qualities of Brahma. Some point, but not all. They cannot create. They cannot be like forms.